T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Live Well, Win Well is on point with Wandle and Stokes right here, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. And we're glad to have on this wonderful Thursday, our Financial Thursday, Deborah Owens sharing with us today of Wealthy You. I want to say good morning, Deborah Owens, and welcome.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Thank you for sharing and being a part of our Financial Thursdays here on Point with Wandle and Stokes. Now, Deborah Owens, she's known as America's Wealth Coach, and she is a sister that's on a mission to help women to overcome their fear of investing through coaching, accountability, which is so needed, and also support. She's founder of Wealthy You, a financial wellness company that really has a proven track record of helping thousands of women transform from cautious savers into confident investors. Miss Owens, tell us about why are you on this path? I know you spent 2 decades in the investment industry, but tell us what gave rise to your company, Wealthy You.
Well, you know, I'm so glad you asked that question, because these current events really have my emotions welling up, right? And I'm sure there are a lot of your listeners are feeling similar, mm-hmm. in that it's really, the fight is economic justice when it comes to it. And you see it in all the numbers. In fact, I was just looking at the statistics, and as Black folks, we have 1/10 the wealth of our white counterparts. And so much of that has been because of economic and systemic barriers that haven't allowed us access to the right knowledge and the right investment products that will allow our money to grow. And so after leaving, having a fairly successful career with major companies, Fidelity Investments and a few others, it just became clear to me that so much of our ability as Black folks to build wealth is steeped in a couple of things. One, that, our parents kind of gave us a roadmap, and mm-hmm. that same roadmap to financial success simply hasn't worked for us, right? So mm-hmm. we were told, go to school, you're going to find that career as a result, student loan debt is good debt because you're going to get a return on investment. And after coaching thousands of women, what became very clear, not only women, but men too, what became really clear is that that model just simply is leaves us at an economic disadvantage, because we take on all these debts, all this debt, we get these multiple degrees and PhDs and MBAs behind our name, and we're still not at parity with all of that. That debt doesn't give us a huge return on investment because we're blocked out of those middle and senior management jobs. And so they're just, I started Wealthy You to focus specifically on first generation investors, so that they can understand that we have a lot of influence as consumers, and we need to take that same knowledge and become investors. So I really, you know, the whole focus of Wealth at U is to help folks shift from being just earners, you know, earning an income, to really taking that money and investing and become owners.
Oh, wow. That's great. Deborah Owens, America's Wealth Coach, is sharing with us today. Feel free to join the conversation and ask her any questions, 404-892-2703. Deborah Owens, you said the old model doesn't work today. Go to school, get a career, have the student loan debt, and maybe you'll get a job, but there's no huge return on investments. What should the new model, just from an overall framework perspective, look like today?
That's a great question, and so the whole point is the framework that we use in Wealthy U basically has seven steps, right? And those seven steps, you know, just briefly are that, first of all, focus on increasing your net worth. We've been so focused on getting a higher income. At the end of the day, it's not how much money you make, it's how much of it you have left over. And the second thing is to start focusing on what we do really well and become really competent and become, you know, a master at it, so that we can command more dollars for our work and also, if need be, turn that skill into a business. The other thing, and this is huge and why I founded Wealthy U, and that is we have got to increase our financial acumen. Financial ignorance is expensive. We end up paying too much more in interest rates, and, you know, what that does is our overall costs. Mortgages cost more, credit costs more, everything we do costs more, and then when we go to make decisions about our retirement accounts or our investments, we're afraid to take risk because of our lack of knowledge. But what I have found is once we get a basic understanding of how the financial markets work, we excel at that as well. And, you know, we have to have some finite goals that we're looking at attaining so that we can begin to measure how our performance is and shift, which is what we've all had to do in this current environment, our business as well. And, you know, we've got to not be afraid of technology and have systems. And then we have to create a legacy. And that means creating generational wealth so that our next family, our next generation coming behind us are not starting from scratch. I call so many of us scratch babies. I don't know about you, but, you know, mm-hmm. my parents didn't give me wealth when I got married, right? We started mm-hmm. from scratch and had to build it. And so the goal really is to build a legacy so that, you know, when your children are starting out, they're not starting out behind. They're starting out with a leg up. And so that's kind of the framework for Wealthy U.
Andrew out of Fayetteville has a question for you, Deborah Owens. Go ahead, Andrew. Good morning. Welcome to On Point.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, go right ahead with your question. Go right ahead, Andrew. We hear you.
Yeah, my question is, what do you think about insurance? I was aware that there's a wealth gap because of what white families were able to leave their family members after a death or whatever, and that seems to have to be a big factor when it comes to wealth. Well, what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, it is true. Actually, black folks, we over-index in insurance in many cases. I mean, that is one of, you know, the debt the debit agent was the first one who came into our neighborhood. And so that's mm-hmm. how most of our parents invested. And so, but insurance and investments are two different things. As I look at it, part of, if you start looking at the numbers of, you know, how we invest, what's happening, a significant amount of our dollars are going into lower risk kinds of insurance policies that have cash value, but unfortunately they don't grow as rapidly as other investments like stocks, stock mutual funds, and that sort of thing. So insurance has its place, and certainly from an estate planning point, it's something that we should have, but we should not only have life insurance, we should have a rounded portfolio that where that is a part of it.
Thank you.
I always think about my mother bought an insurance policy, but it wasn't worth anything. She paid all this money. A lot of times paid more money than what the insurance policy was worth, and it was doing a lot in the Black community. But
oh, you're absolutely right. And those were policies that, you know, there was a time when that's the only people that came into our neighborhood. In fact, you know, Black folks didn't get the ability to actually even sell investments until the late 60s. So
that's right. Hold tight a second, Deborah Owens. Hold tight one moment, and we'll be right back. More to come with Deborah Owens on this Financial Thursday on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
You and Financial Thursdays are my favorite days. Medical Monday, Financial Thursdays.
Live Well, Win Well is on point with Wandel and Stokes and News and Talk 1380 WAOK. It's our Financial Thursday. Deborah Owens, America's wealth coach, is sharing with us today. She's certainly on that journey and on a mission to help individuals to overcome their fear of investing through coaching, accountability, and support. Let's go back to our phone lines. Andrew, are you still here? Let's go to Tony out of Northwest Atlanta. She has a question for you, Deborah.
Sure.
Oh, okay. All right. So, Deborah, you were talking about, you know, the different things that individuals need to do to acquire wealth or the different steps. What do you say to the individual who followed the old formula, went to school, you know, all of this loan debt, they have the skills, they have the education, but they're still stuck? And they're not able to get those top level positions, those C-level positions, or even higher in the corporate world. What are they to do?
I love it. Here's what I want to say is that your ability to move up, to up-level your career in particular, is that your network is your network. And for so many of us, we are in these organizations and we're not doing anything to build social, what I call social capital, right? So there's investment capital, there's intellectual capital, but the most valuable capital of all is social capital. So from where we come from, girl, that's like who you know, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so many of the opportunities that you're going to get, and here's the other thing that I want people to understand is typically when I'm coaching women, what they have is a circle, but they don't realize they've been in a cage. And so what's the difference between a circle and a cage? A cage is one in which you have your circle of friends that you're always with. And the bottom line is, in order for you to get to the next level, someone at the next level is going to have to introduce you in. And so what is important is that you get out of your little circle and that you go outside and begin to network with organizations that are going to give you exposure, because that's 90% of it. And so what that means, and I want anyone listening, hearing this voice, to understand that if you want something different, you have to do something different. And that means that if you're whatever profession you're in, you need to be a part of whatever the top level organization. If you're in human resources, then you need to be connected to the Society of Human Resources Professionals. If you're in journalism, you need to be connected to the National Association of Black Journalists, because that's where you're going to meet other leaders outside of your organization and then find those opportunities. And you want to make sure when you're within the and when you're playing in those organizations that you're taking on leadership roles so that you can be visible. So that means joining committees, really leveraging your expertise. And sometimes it's in a volunteer capacity, but you will be amazed at how many of your opportunities are going to come from your being involved in not-for-profit entities and organizations that can open up new doors for you. So that's all I want to say is get out of your cage and go beagle where you need to be so you're going to find those next opportunities. You know, it's the difference between what I tell women and men that I coach is the difference between playing checkers and chess, right? So checkers is where you're just waiting for that next promotion. You feel like you do a good job. Somebody's going to tap you on the shoulder. Chess is saying, okay, I am this middle manager in this role, and I want to get to a senior management level. So how many moves do I need to make to get there, and who are the people that I need to know who can sponsor me, give me the insight that I need to get me to that next level? So no one does anything on their own. You got to get some good people on your team.
Words of wisdom from Deborah Owens. Let's go, Sharon of Atlanta. You're talking good. Sharon of Atlanta has a question for you, Deborah. Sharon, good morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hi, good morning. I like that what she just said about getting out of your comfort zone and going to committees and meetings and stuff and groups, because that's very true. You get to know and meet different people who can move you on up to another place. Well, you can, you know, better yourself. So mm-hmm. I like that. I find that to be very true. My question is, what can we do for people? How can we help them when they get their checks? They're not saving their money. Because at the first of the month, when they first get their check, they spend it all. And the second week, they're broke. And you can go in any store and buy what you want because people don't have any more money. And also, just like with the stimulus check, most people are buying cars. People are buying cars like never before with that little stimulus check. Instead of saving it and you know, for another, you know, never know what might happen in the future. That might is needed. And also about the senior citizens, how can we encourage our seniors? And I find that kind of difficult to do. How can we encourage our seniors for generational wealth, like leaving their on their will right to survivorship so their children or grandchildren can have generational wealth? What do you suggest? Because it's kind of difficult talking to people about that because they don't understand that. What do you suggest that we can do to help our family members and other people we meet?
Thank you, Sharon, for
well,
your question.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you, Sharon had a mouthful, but that Sharon is what we need, financial freedom fighters, right? So
yes.
The best thing that we can do in our community is model the behavior, right, and then teach someone else. In fact, I have a book that I wrote, Nickel and Dime Your Way to Wealth, and if people want to learn about it, they can go to my website, wealthyyou.com. But it's a true story of a parking attendant who never made more than $12 an hour and built $1 million portfolio, okay? So how did he do that? First, he had to, again, get out of his kind of limited a network and find somebody to help him. So he had been working in the parking lot of a bank, and he could see the wealthy folks going in, and what he saw was that they were putting stock certificates in their safe deposit box. So he watched that, and he started out with his first investment was $200 in two shares of IBM stock. 20 years later, that $200 grew to $43,000 with him never investing another dime because he had the dividends that IBM paid reinvested into more shares of stock. So the first thing we have to do in our community is understand that those same products that we're buying, we're going, and she mentioned, you know, you've got shoppers. We influence consumer trends. We know the best value. And we now, as a community, have to take that knowledge that we have as consumers and begin to, and not just purchase and now get sharing those profits. So that's the first thing that we have to do in our community is understand that it doesn't take a lot of money, that you can nickel and dime your way to wealth. But the biggest thing the first thing we have to do is get started.
That's great. Deborah Owens right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. More to come. Terry, I know you're standing by. You have a question. We've got you up next. It is a Financial Thursday on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
This is Deborah Owens, America's Wealth Coach, financial expert, and founder of Wealthy You. And you're listening to On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Live well, win well. It's On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes. It is a Financial Thursday. We have Deborah Owens sharing with us, America's Wealth Coach, sharing some very insightful information with us as it comes to wealth and finances. Let's go back to our phone lines. Terry out of Denver has a question for you, Deborah. Go right ahead, Terry.
Hello, you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes, first of all, I want to thank you for having these financial shows because it does make a difference. And I think the key word, my parents were both government workers and all. You know, we grew up real middle class and stuff. And I remember my dad had said, because I'm 65, I just retired, and I remember him saying he wished he had learned the stock market and all because, you know, their generation definitely wasn't exposed. So I think the key word is sacrifice because, you know, my dad, he left my mother pretty well off, and then we had the disaster in Katrina and all that, and we was able to sustain ourselves just like a pandemic now. But the key word, I think, is sacrifice, and I think so many of our people have done is that they get so caught up in designing things, and that's where I think a lot of it, they just don't realize the long term. And, you know, from seeing the examples that my parents did with sacrifice and listening to the financial shows and all, made me decide to do much better. And I did. And I just retired and all. And,
awesome.
I'm, you know, pretty comfortable. And I'm able to sustain during this pandemic and all. Because I'm telling you, that generational wealth. And I want to leave my kids and grandkids something. And I'm
That's
determined
great.
Just by, you know, seeing the example that my parents did.
That's great. Thank you, Terry, for sharing.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I invite Sharon to, and anyone who's listening to join our Wealthy You community on Facebook. It's free. All you have to do is just search for Facebook for Wealthy You community. And that is the point, is that our community has to see and hear people like Sharon that you just heard. And it is so true. It's about sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
But what I would say, it's not just, we're not the only people who are consumers, right? Like
mm-hmm.
this capitalist society is designed to take every dime we have. And the truth is that what most people are taught, what I find really interesting is that what the one skill that we really need to be adept at and will basically determine the wealth of our family is not taught in traditional school. You know,
mm-hmm.
so why isn't investing taught? And so Sharon, I just want to applaud you. You had the one thing that money can't buy, and that's an example of telling you. So your parents knew how to save. They just never were exposed to investing. So I just want to applaud you for understanding that. Your father saying, I wish I had learned, and now
mm-hmm.
it sounds like you've learned too.
Right, right. Deborah Owens, talk to us about the new financial normal. investing in uncertain times.
Yes, investing in, well, these are investing. These are uncertain times.
Right.
But, however, one of the things that our community learns about is that wealthy people do the opposite of what most people do. So, in fact, it is in these downturns where real money is made. But it's almost like we become so fearful that we do the opposite. So when the market goes down, we sell. When the market goes up, everybody thinks they're a genius and they want to buy. The key is understanding when we're in these kinds of times, what we need to be looking at. And so the way I frame it is that we have to see the possibility in the volatility. So, for example, a lot of our discussion right now in Wealthy Youth is about what are the companies that are going to really excel in this new environment. Because, you know, a lot, I don't know about you, but I'm not going outside. You will not see me walking around with no mask. I mean, I only go out if I have to.
Right.
You will not see me walking around with no mask on. I mean, I ain't going to nobody's restaurant. It won't be doing, I'm definitely not getting on anybody's plane. So what are the companies that are doing that because of this environment are doing well? So right when the pandemic hit, we were looking at what are called stay-at-home stocks, right? So stocks like Zoom, who just their stock went, I think it's up maybe 210% because now even my business, so we do financial wellness training and coaching, and we have corporate clients. And so all of that, all the work that we did basically went online and went virtual. You know, companies like Slack, S-L-A-C-K, it's a communication tool for companies. Those companies are doing well. Companies like Logitech, which are the webcam. So now, you know, when you're doing these virtual sessions, people want to have like a high-def camera. And so those are the companies that are doing well. So I really want our folks to become more sophisticated and understand this is not a time to be fearful, right? But it's a time to really begin thinking strategically about where things are going when things are changing, as opposed to being fearful of what we're going to lose.
Deborah Owens, NPR released an article that basically said the rich have stopped spending. The rich have stopped spending, and that has tanked the economy. And while retail sales are bouncing back in May, but it seems like the middle class are spending. What do you say to that?
That's interesting. Well, you know, there is pent-up demand, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, basically, if we look at those retail numbers, what we're going to see is that a lot of that was online commerce, right? So, I mean, I don't know about you, but I observe, and that's what I want our folks to do, observe. You're seeing Amazon trucks going up and down your street like my neighbor.
Up and like, down the street, yes.
You know, it's like maybe I didn't notice it before, right? But now that I'm home, I'm like, wow, wasn't that truck there earlier? But, you know, if you look at Amazon as an investment, do you understand what I'm saying? So it's not, the rich, you know, you would say the wealthy or the rich, basically right now, I'll be honest with everybody, it's stat. It's financial stat time, you know, just like in medical stat, you know, it's like, no, you don't need to be out here spending money. You don't know how long this pandemic is going to go, right? And, you know, the other thing that I talk about in the community is the fact that you have to understand how our monetary system works. And right now, the Fed, the Federal Reserve, which, you know, the Federal Reserve, they enact monetary policy. So what they are doing, this whole, you, like you got a stimulus check, you're doing, you know, the middle class and are doing exactly what that check was designed to do, and that was to stimulate the economy, and they hope that consumers would spend. But eventually, you know, our parents said save for a rainy day, but we need to be saving for a tsunami or a typhoon.
Especially because, you know, the numbers with this coronavirus are increasing in over 21 states.
And so what you're going to see is a second wave. So even though we see the stock market going up, don't be fooled. The fact is there's nowhere for the money to go, right? So interest rates are really low. If you were to go put some money in your savings account, you would maybe get 0.5% on a good day. Here's what the other thing. I want people to look at the other side.
Hold on just a moment, Deborah. Tell us about the other side of it. More to come. Financial Thursday right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
I want to thank you for having these financial shows because it does make a difference.
And live well, win well. On point with Wanda Lynn Stokes on a Financial Thursday. Deborah Owens sharing with us, America's wealth coach. Deborah, we're talking about the other side of this. Go right ahead.
Yes. So let's talk about the other side of what we need to be doing in this environment. And that is interest rates are lower than they've ever been. So what you need to be doing is refinancing, is to deleverage, right? And deleveraging means to get rid of debt or refinance debt. If you've got a mortgage, you need to be looking at refinancing that debt. If you've got credit cards, you need to be calling your creditors and negotiating a lower rate. And if they don't give you a lower rate, then you need to look at where are some credit unions or other financial institutions that you can go to do a transfer. We will never see these interest rates this low. And so this is what you need to be doing. So to your point, conserving your cash, because we don't know how long this thing is going to go, but also taking advantage of this lower interest rate environment and eliminating as much debt as you can.
David from Atlanta has a comment. Go right ahead, David.
Hi, Ms. Stolson. How you doing, Ms. Owens?
Great. How are you?
Okay. My comment is that I really, really appreciate your honesty in talking about the new models about success and not just going to school encouraging debt, because I quit school to go after my passion. And one of my passions was trying to be like my father, my grandfather, who I saw doing construction work. And actually, my father put it in my head, that he wanted me to be his business manager when I grew up. So now when I grew up, he wasn't around because of a car accident. He died in a car accident. Then now, of course, when I was going to school spending money, I was upset because I wanted to take real estate classes. And I had to take all these other classes before, and I couldn't. So I just really quit and wanted to be like them. Now, that's how I led to the property, because I always saw my father talk to my granddad about a piece of property from when I was kindergarten. So now I end up having a property piece of it, and I found out that property came from my great-grandmother who was born in slavery. So I'm like, wow, how could somebody that was born in slavery buy a property? So that became my pet peeve. I wanted to be an investor, so I thought I would buy stock, get money from stock, and then invest in land. But it didn't happen that way. It happened for me just going after my entrepreneur, trying to be a builder. Then other older people with property wanted me to have property, and they helped me to get property. So now I tell my son, who's a teenager right now, hey, I want you to keep this property and don't sell it and keep it for your grandchildren. So his eyes light up when I say grandchildren, because I guess he hadn't even thought about having any assets yet. So I'm getting to the point of this other person told me somebody has to keep the family land patent and don't sell the property. Now, an older person taught me that. I learned the word land patent, wanted to begin to protect it, and I found out nobody knew about land patent. So that's the wisdom that the elders gave me, and that's what the founding fathers gave each other, the right to have the property and to patent it, all right? And then now I tell my son about the cash app, investing in stock. I appreciate Netflix giving away money, because to me, poverty is really is how racism really gets on it. So I hate poverty because it puts us in a bad position. So wealth isn't about...
Woo! Preaching!
Thank you. Wealth isn't just trying to flaunt high-dollar items. It's about protecting your family from poverty, fighting back when you have injustice. So that's my reason for wanting to have them to have property, because if he goes to school, he still has to have somewhere to live. So now...
That's
He wants to turn my consulting company to a tech company, so I'm proud of that, because I don't want to son there. I wouldn't have had to have his way. But I think the real reason because he didn't want to do physical poverty or sorry, get dirty all the time because every time he come home from work with me, he's dirty. So now my his grandmother first said, why are you keeping out dirty? Why you got that boy dirty? But now when I give him income, he loves it. So I just wanted to introduce the fact that I'm teaching him now about protecting the family land patent because it's not taught in school. Every chance I get, I tell other people about it, and I love the cash out, investment out, because it's the first time I can buy stock without paying commission. And I don't want to keep talking about it. I just really appreciate how you speak on experience. And I'm just really thankful for the Wealth Show also in their perspective because I use this to help fight back. And we are still fighting and protecting our community, and we are still fighting the racism. And I don't want people to think that that's just something we aren't thinking about. But thanks a lot. I don't have questions for you because you spoke on everything, and I just wanted to add that part. But thanks so much for coming on the show.
Well, that was some wisdom there. But one thing I don't want to think that I came on this program and said that an education is not valuable. It is. But it's just like any investment that you make. You have to take calculated risk and make sure you're going to get a return on it. And so for far too many of, if you look at the numbers about how much we over-index in student loan debt, we have to be much more strategic. We have to think about having our children get college credit for a lot of those basic courses while they're already in high school. You know, that's a good red flag for parents is if you got to take out a Parent PLUS loan, that is telling you affordability is an issue. And so sometimes we want to create this middle class nirvana for our children. And what they need to understand is that struggle is good. And, you know, so many of us have sort of hopped our retirement because now on the other side of it, we're carrying tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt that we sent our children to school on. And now we can't afford to retire.
Ertis out of Southwest Atlanta has a question for you. Go right ahead, Ertis.
Oh, hello. Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I just tuned in recently, so I don't know if you've addressed this or not, but my question has to do with the recent graduates, the 2020 graduates. My granddaughter was one of those who just graduated. And I just wanted to know if you had any advice for her to get out there. And she's working. When she was in school, she worked part-time, you know. And so the job that she was working on, the store, and she still has that job. And she was doing quite well in it, but it's not something that she wanted to pursue. And she was talking about just quitting that job and just go looking for something else, you know, go out and look for other things. I just want to know if you had any suggestions. And she has a science background.
Excellent. So a couple of things, because I know we're just right up to your hour. My advice to anyone listening about job opportunities is to begin to look at where the opportunities are. And so there are thousands of companies that are still hiring. Many of them are in technological fields. So whether it's healthcare, you know, the pharmacies, companies like CVS, they have a huge hiring program going on. There is nothing, what many people think is because of COVID, everything is shut down. No, it's not. And certainly, you know, Amazon has a huge hiring program going on right now. And part of that is because of its growth. But Amazon doesn't just sell products. Most of Amazon's revenue comes from AWS, their Amazon Web Services. So they're all, you know, we have people in the Wealthy You community who work for Amazon. They do all kinds of things, HR, that sort of thing. So basically what I want you to tell your granddaughter is go to where the jobs are, and now you can do all of this online. I had a just true story. I was talking about go where the jobs are. We had a coaching member who was in San Diego, very expensive place to live. I said, go where the jobs are. She went and applied, and within 3 weeks, she had another job in South Carolina working for Amazon. So that's the point I want to make. It's all about what you focus on, and if you focus on the right thing, the opportunities will be there for you, and they'll be there for your granddaughter.
Awesome. Deborah Owens sharing with us today. Listen, she had some books, A Purse of Your Own, Confident Investing, all you need to know about personal finance, leadership, and work life, financial services, retirement plan, retirement catch-up plan. Will you have enough financial advisors and more? How can people connect with you, Deborah Owens?
The best thing to do is just go to wealthyyou.com. All of the information is there. I really want to encourage folks to join our community on Facebook, which is the Wealthy You community. They can follow me on Twitter at Deborah Owens. Look for, you know, Facebook, Wealthy You community again. And I just want to really thank you for having me on. And it really is about our community overcoming and really taking ownership of our financial success.
You're absolutely right. Thank you so much, Deborah. You're more than welcome. In the words of Deborah Owens, America's wealth coach, wealth is not the material you possess, but it is the value you create. Thank you so much, Deborah. Have a great one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.